It was a big week for Craig Bailey, too, who's dialing up via his Vermont studios right now. We're going to talk with him. He is the host of Floydian Slip, 1 hour of Pink Floyd every Saturday night right here on 103.9 The Fox. There he is. We're going to find out why it was big. Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you?
I am great. Happy Pink Friday.
Yeah, back at you.
It has taken 25 years. That's 900.
It's a long time.
969 episodes of Floydian Slip. Or I've crunched the numbers. 57,600 minutes of Pink Floyd music. To have finally actually spoken to one of the members of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but you know, who's counting, really? You know?
Time will stop tomorrow. We don't have to count any longer because tomorrow your day comes. Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, you talked to on Floydian Slip.
Yeah, it was exciting. It's something that we had to do actually on the tape because of our schedule. So the talk actually happened last week, but we'll be airing it tomorrow.
Yeah, I was trying to talk to the guy too, and I didn't have any luck. He was only doing certain places, and
I feel better now.
Yeah. So. I don't know if he was.
You know, he was when I spoke to him. He was here in the States doing for the purpose of doing publicity, and he was. I'm told he was in his motel room in New York City, and our call was later in the afternoon. And I had to have thought that he's probably been sitting there in that room talking to schmoes like me nonstop since, you know, 9 a.m, answering the same questions over and over. But he was very cordial and very happy to talk. So I don't know. Either he's a real trooper or maybe I was the only guy to talk to him that day.
Well, I'm glad that you got to talk to him because I know that he did some interviews with some other people that have absolutely no passion in Pink Floyd. They just did it because their station told them to.
Sure.
And it irritates the heck out of me because I really wanted to talk to the guy. And we devote an entire day to it. So
how these things get figured out, I don't know. I think it's just kind of a roll of the dice sometimes.
I saw a story hit today that there might even be more material even after the new album has hit. Well, it's obviously hit already. It hit this past Tuesday. Yeah. But maybe even remixing albums, like maybe Animals, like talking about possibly remixing that, because I think that's the in thing nowadays. Zeppelin's doing it and making some money off of it. They go, oh, hey, we can just re-release our old stuff remastered and we can make a ton of money.
Well, it's kind of funny with the box sets. They went from, you know, Dark Side to Wish You Were Here to The Wall. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you forgot Animals.
Yeah.
yeah, we talked a little bit about, you know, what's in the so-called vaults. It's funny when you ask those guys, you know, so what else do you have? They seem to say, oh, nothing, you know. And then they'll say, well, of course, we'll probably be doing some reissues of, you know. And then they sort of go on to say that, no, there is actually some stuff that they've got. And, yeah, we'll probably be seeing that sometime along. So, I don't know. I think when you say vaults to them, I think that they interpret that as meaning stuff that they have recorded and never released, as in the stuff that they put on The Endless River.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about, hey, I don't know, alternate takes of something from, you know, Dark Side or some live stuff that, you know, you never put out that was recorded 30 years ago, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, us Floyd freaks, we go for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you messed up, if there's somewhere where Gilmore messed up, that is gold.
We want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have on the historical 970th show of Floydian Slip tomorrow night?
It's going to be all The Endless River. It's the album, of course, isn't going to fit into the hour. The album isn't going to fit into the hour, of course, especially with our talk with Nick. But we're going to play. It's interesting. The album, you know, they've actually broke it into what they're calling sides to sort of simulate the double LP listening experience. So there's four sides, they call them.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to play two out of the four tomorrow. We'll talk to Nick and then we'll get to the rest of the album, you know, some other time.
Outstanding. Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock right here. Here on 103.9 The Fox. As always, Craig Bailey, you can no longer say you never talked to anyone in the
That's
band.
Right. Yeah. Proudly.
All right. Till next time, my friend.
Okay. Shine on.